Yeah, okay, so we're doing the further in the Gemara, Kiddushin, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, about Shlichus. So okay, so the question, so who's Shlichus? So how do you know Shlichus? By Gerishin. So it starts off, because it says, Vashilach, that he sends her, not he's Megarishar. So I teach you that the man could use a Shlich. Then it says, how do you know she could use a Shlich? So it says, Vashilcha. Shalcha means she could send, so she could do a shliach. Fine. So then the Gemara says, but it says v'shilcha twice. So why does it say it twice? So it says, the fact that it says it twice teaches that the shliach owes a shliach. Okay, that the shliach can make a shliach. So the question is, what's having askana about whether a shliach can make a shliach?
Okay, so let me elaborate. I think I'm saying, I just want to tighten up what Ariel's saying. I think it's doing one more step. But, namely, that the question is like this, is when you have Gerushin, how does Shliach work, right? Because it says you have to do, you have to have Nasan B'yadav, Shilcha B'yaseh, right? You have to do Gerushin. So now you have this incision of a Shlichos, so that Shliach works. So you could argue is that you have to do a Maisa Gerishin, but you could do a Maisa of Gerishin through yourself, or as Biyado, or through like an extension of yourself. Whereas through being Memane Ashliach, as I'm not doing it directly, I'm doing it through my agent. Okay, so I appoint an agent, and he's acting on my behalf. So what I'm saying is like, it's an extended action. Like, I'm doing it through my agent. Okay, he is, my minoy renders him acting on my behalf, and therefore it's like it's my action being done through him. Okay, that's the idea, that's how shlichus is working. He's an extension of me, because I select him and I appoint him to do my action, so therefore he's acting on my behalf, so it's like my mice, like Erishin. I'm doing the action through my agent. Okay, but if that's the way it's working, then it's not going to go more than one step. Because what makes it my action is because he's directly related to me. Because I was memana him. I appointed him. So he is now my vehicle of doing it. But once it becomes, then he on his own decides to make another shliach, and makes another shliach, makes another shliach, or whatever. So now, you can't say that shliach, who I never met, is my agent, or is an extension of me. As you can say, he's an extension of the first shliach. The second shliach, extension of the first shliach, and so on. But you can't say he's like my extension. He's my what makes him an extension of me is his relationship to me. Is that I appointed him, so therefore I'm doing it through him. Again, once it goes further than that, then you can't attribute the action to me through my extension. Yeah. So my point here is it has to be the Maisa of the Baal, but you can have the Maisa of the Baal Gufa, or the Maisa of the Baal through his extension. But the Shliach is his extension. So now the Shliach can't, since the Shliach isn't the Baal himself, you can't have an extension of the extension. It won't, the Shliach doesn't have the primary status such that he could have extension. His whole status is as, because of his attachment back to the Baal. But the second Shliach won't have an attachment back to the Baal, so it's not going to be the Maisa of the Baal. So the Maisa of the Baal could work through Shliach. That's Vashilach. That he just has to send it out. Doesn't matter, he could do it directly or he could do it indirectly through his extension, but it's still his Maisa. That's your Maisa. Okay? But two steps won't work. So what's it teaching us? So how does it work? So maybe it's saying is that it's not really a din maisa. It's not pshat that has to really be the maisa of the Baal. Where it's not in the standard sense. Not in this sense. Rather, the real idea is like that the Baal has to be the cause of the thing. As he says that the Baal is v'shilach, it means she is sent out as caused by the Baal. That's sometimes an action, is that the role of the action is to relate you to this effect. There's an effect of sending her out, and that effect has to be related back to you as its cause. unless you're the husband, and therefore her getting the get has to be related back to you as a cause. So when I make a shliach, what happens is now when the get is given to her, it's related to the Baal. It came from the Baal. He is the cause of her having the get. And in that sense, you say that it's his action. It's his gerushin. You know what I mean? But it's not like, it's not that he is active. It's a different idea of action. It's an idea of action b'torah's cause. Like, his action is the cause. So simply, the role of the action is to render him a cause. So if that's the case, since there's a mechanism of shlichos, so the first shliach is acting on his behalf, and the second shliach is acting on the first shliach who is on his behalf, and so on and so forth. Whereas ultimately, the whole chain rests on the causation, the original minoy of the original guy. So therefore, when she gets the get, it traces its way directly back to him as the cause. So the din of Maisa Gerishin is not pshat that it's like an action per se, where he could do with his yad or with his extended yad, but it's an idea. The idea of Maisa Kedushin or Maisa Gerishin is simply that the effect of Gerishin has to take place through his causation. So then it doesn't. Then you can have an infinite shluchim. Whereas as long as, and it could be as v'shilach, is that the essence is on the sending. It's not on the action. As the Kabbalah says, v'shilach, the first v'shilach is saying it's not a maisa gerishim, but it's a maisa shiluach. But it's still like a maisa, it's just that it lends itself to a secondary form. But now it says v'shilach again, it could be emphasizing on the shlichos, on the send, shiluach, on the sending out, on the effect, and not on the maisa. So it's true, it says maisa, but the maisa is not a maisa proper, like the mechanical action, or even like a extended action. Rather, it's simply the action is that which initiates the causative chain, which brings about the effect. So the effect is related to me because every shliach always harks back to me. Yeah, I'll mention that. It's good to know anyway. I'm just mentioning it. I got baruch of that. It reminds me of Hazan Rabbi Shir a number of years ago when he did the sugi of Garmi. Okay, and there's basically Garmi and Grama, which means that in Ezekiel, there's a phenomenon of that you need a Maisa Hezek. So for instance, if a shor does damage, then it has to have damage to a certain Maisa, goring or whatever. But if the shor causes damage, is a cause of damage, then you're potter. That's not, you always need a Maisa Hezek to be a Machayev. So the question is, though, what about by a person? So by a person, there's Don Dina de Garmi. And I think we all buy it, which is that a direct cause, there's a difference between Grama and Garmi. Garmi is a direct cause. Grama is just a regular cause, like an indirect cause. So it means is that if you Don Dina de Garmi, it means that you hold that when a person does something through a direct cause, direct causation, that's Chayev. So I think it would be like, for instance, if I think this is an example. Like, let's say I rip up your check. You know, you have a check for a lot of money, and I rip it up. So, say, like, I didn't damage you. The check isn't worth anything. It's just I'm preventing you from collecting money, you know. But that's, like, a direct cause. Or I think I lock a guy up in a closet so he can't go to work. Like, that's direct. I'm not sure. I mean, that's the whole book about the Ramban Road, is how do you differentiate between direct and indirect. But there's an idea is that if it's a direct cause, you're chayiv, and if it's an indirect cause, you're not chayiv. So I think Rabbi's idea there was, I think this is what I remember the main idea was, is that by an Adam, because of his Adamness, you could define something, like you need a Maisa Hezek, let's say by Behema. But by Behema, Maisa Hezek is like a mechanical description. It's like a physical thing, this action of goring did damage. It's a mechanical action of Hezek. But by an Adam is more sophisticated. And you could have an idea of being through a certain direct causation, it could be defined as Maisa Adam. As Maisa Adam lend themselves to more than just a mechanical action of Hezek. But you could work out a way, something which is through direct causation, like ripping up a check, that's a Maisa Hezek. Mechanically, the check isn't worth money, and it's, you know, but when the causation is direct enough, vis-a-vis Adam, there will be that will be defined as a Maisa Hezek. If it's indirect, if it's too many steps removed, so then it's just causation. He's just a cause. It can't be defined as a Maisa. But that, and that was the machlokas, whether Don Dina Degami is. Do you say that the Torah recognizes a new Maise Hezek by an Adam? As is there a Maise Hezek of an Adam, a Maise Hezek of a Behema? A Maise Behema doesn't have Das, so it's just a mechanical thing. But by an Adam, there's a Maise which involves his Das, and thereby something we define as a Maise, even though it's a step removed. Or do you say there's no such thing? It's all a Maise is a Maise. But my point is that my relationship to the point here is that you see there's an idea of that when something is very direct, it can be defined as your Maisa. So if one Shliach, you could have argued that it is your Maisa. It's your Maisa Gerushin, but you're doing it through an extension. And that's a manner, that's a type of doing something. You could do something through a Shliach. But once it's too many steps removed, you can no longer call it your action. It's not your action. It's not related to you directly. So it's not your shliach anymore. Now it's too far removed. So you could say that you've caused it, like a grama, and if you say that's the mitzvah of gerushin, when you say that you have to do gerushin, the shilcha, you just have to send it to her, so it means you just have to be the cause of her getting it. So then that's fine. Then it works. And that's what it's teaching you, though. Is that it's not a maisa, like there's no din maisa per se. The maisa is, the role of the maisa is simply to define you as the cause. So fine. So I guess let's then the Gemara says, it says fine. So now, so you told me, I know how it works. You showed me all the different facets of why by gerushin, so shlichas works. Okay, by gerushin shlichas works, all the different sorts. Okay, the baal, the isha, the shliach. Fine. So it says, but that is not what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is not talking about gerushin. Our Mishnah is talking about kiddushin. So Gemara says, Askechan the Gerushin, Mikidushin Minalan. But how do you know that Shlichas works by Kiddushin? Okay, doesn't Kiyikacha Eshisha, or does anything about a Shliach, doesn't say Vishilcha. Right? So how are you going to explain that one? It says, Vichi Tema di Yalef Migerushin, so maybe you'll tell me you learn out from Gerushin. Yeah, so how would you learn out with this? I'm going to ask Akasha, but how would you learn out with Gerushin? On a basic level, I mean, what would be, how do you learn from Gerushin? What? Okay, you could say that. I mean, you could say, you'd say that since you have a Gerushin, so it's a Binyan Afra called Arkula, and the Sisson Shlich works here, works everywhere. But I mean, you could say, I mean, it's going to get to that, but yeah. Right. I think it's simpler, as Johnny's saying, is that Gerushin and Kedushin are opposites. There's an idea of a relationship, and there's the creating relationship, the regular relationship. So on the surface, I mean, the burden proof is on you to show why they're different. If you see that the relationship is broken through shlichus, it's not like an action per se, it's just a cause of the effects, then the creation of the thing, you'd also say that. I mean, that's the thing. Maybe you'll say that's, you just learned it out. They're two parts of one larger picture. So it says, no, but you can't do that. That's what I was going to say. As long as you give me chalik, then it's not a strongly but once you give me chalik, There's Mala Gerushin Shekanyeshna Bal Karcha. He says, yeah, but you can't compare them. Because Gerushin could be against her will. That you could divorce a woman against her will. She doesn't have to consent to divorce. So Rashi says, Hilkach is Nihunami Ade Shlichas. That since you could do it against her will, so therefore it stands to reason that you could use a Shliach.
So doesn't that support.
Well, that's the question. I mean, the question is what does Bal Karcha have anything to do with Shlichas? Just because you could show me that it works Bal Karcha, yeah, okay, fine. So fine. So Bal Karcha just means that you could divorce a woman without her Das. But that doesn't mean you don't have to give it to her hand to get it to use a Shliach. I mean, again, Shliach or not Shliach has nothing to do with Das. You understand? Is that... that you could say that you have to, even if you said you have to have it's Bal Karcha, but still you could argue that you still have to give it to her. You can't, it's true, it's Bal Karcha, but you have to give it to her. It doesn't work to give it to a Shliach. So Das or Bal Karcha has nothing to do with Shliach or not Shliach. I mean, they're two different discussions. I mean, Das is whether she needs consent or not. Shliach is whether the mice has to be done to her or it could be done through to a Shliach. So the question is, what's the Rashi's argument? I mean, it's based on the Gemara, but what's the argument? Because it works, since Gerushin works Bal Karcha, so hey, why not? Let's do the Shlichas also. Why not? But by Kedushin, which doesn't work Bal Karcha, and you need Das, and they'll say, well, Shlichas doesn't work. But the question is, where's the logic there? It just does. It just seems to be to not quite make it. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so we'll leave that question. We'll just do a little bit of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, El Amakra V'yatza V'haisha Makish Havai Litzia. Okay, it compares the because it says V'yatza Mibeso V'haisha Lish Acher. Okay, so that means when he divorces her and then she goes and marries someone else. So the Torah is a hekesh between going out, gerushin, and coming in, kiddushin. So it says the hekesh teaches you, ma yitzia mashvi shliach, af havaya nami mashvi shliach. So that's not just saying hey, there are two sides of a thing, and therefore they might as well be the same. That's actually a limud. So limud's telling you to make an equation here. Okay, the Torah is specifically equating them, you know, or putting them next to juxtaposing them in order to tell you to carry over properties from one to the other. So that's the lemon. That's what it's teaching you. Okay, so the question is, so what's the swar what is the lemon? So what then is the lemon teaching you? Like, especially if you have this argument about Karcha, which is presumably a good argument, so then what's the lemon teaching you about, you know, how to get around that particular point? You're like, part of the question is, like it says, is that you say, yeah, Gerushin Shliach works because it's Bal Karcha, right? But you'd argue is that by Kiddushin, I'm going back a step, but you'd argue by Kiddushin it wouldn't work because there you see, you need Das, right? But that's not necessarily true. That like, for instance, saying Mammon, so you're allowed to use a Shliach, but it doesn't mean you don't need Das. I mean, for it to buy something, you still need Das. I mean, Das and Shlichos, they're not related, it would seem. I mean, just because... I mean, you could say that's before. I mean, now the whole way you know by Momentus is because of this whole thing. But still, I mean, conceptually, they just don't seem to be related. They don't have to do with each other. Yeah. Okay. So fine. So let's take that. And I'd also like to think a little bit about this idea of Shluch Sheldon Kamasa. Like, this is a concept of it. How does it work? I mean, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but just generically. I mean, because that's basically where we're going to go. Is from here, I think we're going to go. Okay, fine. That's Gerush and Kedushin. But how do you know it everywhere else? How do you know by Truma? How do you know by here? How do you know? I mean, it's about to get going. And, you know, so maybe just think a little bit about what's the idea of how Shulchan Aruch works. Different possibilities, yeah, something like that, you know? Yeah, okay.